You are listening to New Media Conversations at AIDS.gov, a weekly podcast series that explores how HIV communities across the country are using new media in response to HIV and AIDS.
The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Mindy Nickerman, the AIDS.gov New Media Coordinator, and was originally posted on June 5th, 2012. Last week, the Pew Internet and American Life Project released the 2012 version of their annual report on Twitter use. As soon as we read the news about the report via Twitter, we shared it with the rest of the AIDS.gov team and released an AIDS.gov tweet about it and decided to inform our listeners. Since AIDS.gov's first tweet in 2008, Twitter has been an important tool for us, helping us to reach a wide audience and have an instant conversation. And we're clearly not alone. Last week, we hosted a conference call about social media among communities of color. When we asked the panelists what their favorite new media tool was, the majority answered Twitter. And Pew agreed, finding that more people who are already online are using Twitter. And some of their findings are interesting. 15% of online adults use Twitter, and 8% do so on a typical day. Twitter use among 18 to 24-year-olds increased dramatically between May 2011 and February 2012, both overall and on a typical day basis. And 26% of 18 to 29-year-olds are now on Twitter, with 28% of African-American internet users on Twitter as well. As an example of how powerful a tool Twitter is for AIDS.gov, just last week we tweeted about updated information from CDC on HIV among gay and bisexual men. We linked to a fact sheet on that page, and the link in that tweet alone received more than 400 clicks. It helped us realize how fortunate we are to have Twitter to help us share new information with anyone, anywhere in the world, with just a click. Just as the number of Twitter users has been on the rise since its launch in 2006, Twitter itself continues to develop new features and resources. Last month, Twitter debuted a weekly email digest that summarizes tweets and articles shared by Twitter accounts that you follow and are following you. This is another way to receive information most talked about by the HIV community. If you're interested in HIV updates and don't yet follow AIDS.gov on Twitter, it's not too late to start. The HHS Center for New Media also has a directory of HHS accounts and more resources on Twitter. You can visit them at newmedia.hhs.gov/tools/Twitter.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at AIDS.gov. And to explore and participate in the previous conversation further, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov. Thank you for listening.